Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 116 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Turn it upside down. Turn it upside down. What I'm talking about is turning your photographs upside down to evaluate their composition. This is one of those time-honored traditions in looking at photographs, but sometimes we forget to do it. We forget to examine photographs upside down. So why would you do it? What's the point of this? Well, the beauty of turning a photograph upside down is that at least for a few seconds as you're beginning to look at it, you're able to divorce yourself from the subject matter of the picture, not look at it in terms of what it is a picture of, and merely look at it in terms of the structure that the picture has, the way you've constructed the photograph with compositional elements that you've included or excluded in the picture. And it's something that, I guess we've done in critique sessions in my years of teaching photography time and time and time again. The beauty really is that you begin to look at the way the picture is put together as opposed to what it is that it's a picture of, what the subject matter is. So that's a really interesting way to look at pictures. Now, I know that there are a lot of view camera photographers out there listening, and you're thinking, well, what's the point? I'm looking at the picture upside down when I'm making it in the first place. Well, of course, that's one of the things that I've always loved about the view camera itself, is the fact that it does turn the picture upside down for me. By its very nature, the view camera turns the picture upside down. It also reverses the image left to right as you're viewing and composing it. And of course, you know, over the years, as you view camera photographers know, it doesn't really take that long to kind of acclimatize yourself to turning the picture right side up in your head. But subconsciously, I think we view camera photographers have a leg up here on this ability to compose the picture without thinking as much about the subject matter, because we're looking at the picture in this sort of abstracted upside down way. So if you've got some images that you're looking at, you're trying to evaluate them and thinking about whether or not their compositions are as good as they could be, or more importantly, if you've got three or four images of the same subject and you're trying to figure out which one has the composition that seems to work the best, take that picture, print it out, turn it upside down. Of course, you know, I suppose you don't really even have to print it out, although I find looking at physical copies of images to be so much superior in terms of judging them than on-screen copies. But if you're working on scanned images or digital original photographs, then you can just turn the picture upside down in software and look at it that way. It's a pretty neat way to be able to do it in a hurry without having to print it out. But obviously printing, I think, really makes a big difference, and hanging that picture up on the wall and hanging it up upside down is really, really helpful, at least to me. So give it a try. Turn those pictures upside down, see what you think, and see what you can learn about the way your photographs are composed. You know, and for those of you who haven't been listening to Camera Position long, I'll include a link on the CameraPosition.com blog and also in the app to an earlier podcast episode quite some time ago where I discussed the sort of basics of photographic composition. And so I'll put a link to that in there, and you can go back and take a look at those basic concepts that many of you I know, and actually most of us know intrinsically and intuitively, have a sense of what it is that these ideas about composition are. Well, thank you for listening. I really appreciate all the notes of encouragement I've had now that I've sort of been back and away and back again. Those of you who have been listening for a long time, I really appreciate your continued support. And if you get a chance, go to iTunes and drop a note in the iTunes section for the Camera Position podcast, and that helps get us some more listeners and have some more people engaged in this conversation. And do drop me a line, jeff@jeffcurto.com. You'll find other ways to contact me on the blog and in the app. on Twitter, on Facebook, etc. So thanks so much for all your support and for being here and for listening to Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.